Hello. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, well, I've had a chance to consult with a lady that accompanies me to quite a lot of these meetings because we sort of work well as a team. I wanted to see her views as well, and we're both pretty well in agreement that whatever you do in Kent, it seems that what's been planned is a one-size-fits-all because somewhere along the lines they're following guidelines from presumably national guidelines. People have been talking about all this, and all the counties in England are different. They're all different. I used to cover the whole county in my job, and I know jolly well a lot of the geography. Certainly the age differences and areas of deprivation, quite wildly different socioeconomic areas. But along the north and east coast, you're going to find a lot of elderly people. They go there, they take retirement, and they go and buy a bungalow. Whitstable, Herne Bay are full of bungalows. Similarly, a lot of the East Coast is as well. But with the setup that's being suggested, I think that those areas are going to be badly served because they've got both elderly and deprived. I mean, Thanet is particularly bad. There are weird transport routes. You've almost got two parallel motorways, but from getting from one to the other is difficult. One way may have been to have had Medway and maybe Tunbridge Wells to West Kent in the north and south areas. But then you're still left with just one hospital in Ashford to serve the whole of East Kent, in which there are a heck of a lot of elderly residents. So very, very difficult. Because if you'd have chosen Medway, then you wouldn't want Maidstone because it's so relatively close. Whereas Tunbridge Wells is that much further away, the only problem is that the transport links to it, the road transport links, are terrible, and so is the railway and bus services. We've still got a dreadful connection between Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells. You've either got to go through Tunbridge, which is a very busy place, or you've got to go up through Capel, which is still a sort of single carriageway road. It's dreadful. So we haven't planned it properly. There's a lot of things that should have been done already. And that's where we've lost sight. It's bang, you know, we've got to have these three stroke units. But what about the ambulance service? There are some horror stories about ambulance service, the ambulance service in Kent. I certainly wouldn't want to have a stroke in Thanet, and with the possibility of whatever's happened, maybe an hour's wait for an ambulance just to arrive. And that's real. That is real. So let's get our priorities straightened out. What about staff? The staff, well, it was mentioned at the meeting yesterday briefly, but it's important. Where are all the staff going to come from? Are we going to do what we've been doing up until now, scuttling about all over the world trying to get staff because we've never bothered training them? Where's the training? It's all pre-planning, and I just think the whole thing's cockeyed. I've got a pause button.